It's Thursday, April 28th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Meeting effectiveness measured, another change to Microsoft's NCE, and Apple's new right to repair program is live. This is the Business of Tech. How about some analysis of meeting effectiveness? Startup Reed released a study after measuring more than 3 million virtual meeting minutes, and here's what they found. For meetings with seven or more people, 50% of participants arrive late, 40% have below average or poor engagement, 22% of participants don't say a single word, and 11% don't have video or audio on. Overall, 31% of meetings start late, and 64% of all meeting participants have at least one participant that arrives late. The company noted that with workers going remote amid the pandemic, people erred on the side of inviting more participants, and the default response of those invited was to accept. This is what introduced Zoom fatigue. Another study out of Columbia University finds that video calls do reduce the production of creative ideas. Face-to-face pairs produced more ideas and more creative ideas compared to those who met virtually. However, when selecting which idea to put forward, both groups were equally effective. The study pointed out that by using eye-tracking data, the authors found that virtual partners spent more time looking directly at each other as opposed to gazing around the room. According to the authors, the findings suggest that visual focus narrows when people use a computer, limiting their cognitive focus. Why do we care? That phrase, right tool for the right job, sticks in my mind here. Is a meeting the best way to address the need? Is a physical space the only solution? The answer, of course, is no. Overuse or misuse of technology results in suboptimal outcomes. It's worth saying. There's a fundamental skill in being an excellent remote company, remote manager, and remote employee. And there's an opportunity to sell that education. Another set of changes to Microsoft's new commerce experience rollout. The date when legacy subscriptions for Microsoft 365 and other packages have to be bought through NCE has been pushed back 11 days from July 1 to July 11. The company also indefinitely delayed the final phase of its plan for moving Azure purchases to NCE. Microsoft announced that more testing validation is needed before the final phase of moving partners and customers to a new commerce experience for Azure offers. Now, why do we care? This isn't going as smoothly as Microsoft might have hoped. Can someone tell me why 11 days makes a difference? Can't figure it out. And I wonder if that's something to understand further. I try and focus on the why, and here's an area where I haven't been able to figure it out. And I feel like that's the essential part of the story. Apple's self-repair kits are now commercially available. Starting Wednesday, anyone can buy a host of genuine Apple parts and tools from the self-service repair store website. Quoting Vice, "Most interestingly and most excitingly, we're finally getting an official look at the repair tools and repair guides that Apple's own stores and technicians use. Even these tools aren't outrageously priced. A heated display remove fixture, which is used to take off the screen, costs $256.35, which is a lot of money for a single repair, but perhaps more reasonable if you're a small business doing screen replacements every day. Apple is also letting customers rent a giant toolkit for $50, which is a fun idea and is similar to what places like AutoZone does for car repairs. Why do we care? This is an advancement for the sentiment of the right to repair. It should not be confused with the actual right to repair, which would be legal protections. Glad to see this, and I don't expect this to be the end of the movement. It is certainly a trend." Did you know that the average MSP spends 10 hours manually inputting accounting data each week? That time is 120 prospect calls, a month's worth of the Business of Tech, or building an entire Lego Death Star. Gesinta Mobius can make your life easier through accounting automation. automatic sync of invoices, expenses, and inventory from ConnectWise Manage into QuickBooks Online in just a single click of a button. With onboarding direct support and regular feature releases, Gazinta is a family-owned company dedicated to making software suck a little less each day. Visit them at gazinta.com. That's G-O-Z-Y-N-T-A.com. Thanks for listening. Had a great consulting call. It was fun to talk to a small business owner and revisit things like the e-myth again. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.